BFBS. Your stories. Sicalia Station, Cyprus.
Last Friday evening, the running track at Sicalia Station was packed full of fundraisers walking laps of the athletics track to raise money for cancer charities in Cyprus and the UK. The fourth Sicalia Midnight Walk saw more participants than ever walking lap after lap in support of three different charities. The sponsored events become a permanent fixture on the station's calendar. Organiser Bernie Westall has been putting plans in place since last January, and as the walk got underway, she said she was thrilled with this year's attendance.
We're absolutely delighted. It's brilliant. The turnout is fabulous. 2008, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and was sent back to the UK, underwent all the treatment, and this is my positive out of a negative. That's why I started it, and it will continue. While there's a breath in my body, I will do it.
So devoted is Bernie to fundraising that only last week she received a special commendation from the Commander of British Forces Cyprus in recognition of the dedication she's shown to raising money for cancer charities.
Yes, I was very, very fortunate to have my name put forward for a commendation from the CBF, and I went this morning and had a lovely day. It was lovely. I'm really appreciative of that. I didn't expect it at all. It was very, very lovely.
Station Commander of Sicalia, Lieutenant Colonel Pat Burns, paid tribute to Bernie when he officially declared the event open. And he also thanked the whole community for pulling together to make the walk a success.
It's fantastic. It's just another example of how people dig in together and produce goods. I think, you know, even with the progress we've made in the medical world against cancer, I think there's still lots and lots of families that are affected. And you know, everyone seems, if it's a friend or a family member, seems to be touched by cancer in some way.
The three charities that will benefit from the event are Breast Cancer Care UK, Open Arms TPMH Akrotiri, and the Cyprus Association of Cancer Patients and Friends. The walk attracted participants of all ages and abilities, both military and civilian, with the emphasis on having fun as well as raising vital funds for some very worthy causes. Some were walking for a physical challenge and others took part for an altogether more personal reason.
I'm Claire Margeris and I'm a teacher at Sicalia Primary School. I'm walking today in memory of my mum who died 8 years ago from breast cancer. It's just a fantastic opportunity to be here and share with all the other people.
Jacob Battescombe, raising money for the breast cancer, so people can fight back cancer and make sure they can beat it.
Okay, this is Rebecca and Pina.
Yeah, it's a good cause. I had a nephew with cancer and I've got a very good friend with cancer at the moment.
Whether they'd walked a half marathon or just a few laps, 8 hours after the walking started, at 12 midnight, the final participants called it a night. And it's now down to the organisers to count up the money raised to see if they can match last year's record of €15,000.
Last year we raised €15,000 and that was the most we've ever made. With the current climate, it's very, very difficult. If we've got anywhere near that, we will be delighted. But whatever we make, we'll be pleased with anyway.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Sicalia.
Your stories. BFBS.